And now here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, everybody, and welcome to Minds Over Matter, and we hope you are having a lovely Christmas season out there. We also hope you can spare us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so of course we're encouraging your participation. That's very, very important. So we hope you can settle back and give us a little time, and hopefully give us a call as well. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, there is a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. We'll be discussing and giving out questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. Again, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So if you'd like to send us an email with a question or comment, feel free to do that. We welcome all comments, so go right ahead. And if you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That is kalw.org. And if you'd like to hear a podcast of this show, the lovely and talented Debbie is here tonight, and she will do a great job as usual with that. And that should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight at kalw.org and iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. All that being said, we will start with a round of introductions. I also want to remind you that we do get a little bit crowded sometimes at the end of the show, so please give us a call soon if you want to get on, and I promise we will get you on. So, we will start with a round of introductions, and here is the first. After winning the Cookie Bake Off at work last week, Cameron Shaw tried her hand at the $229 million Powerball jackpot. It did not work out. Oh, well.
Sad, but true.
It's a small victory, but an important one.
All right. Been a crazy and upsetting week in San Francisco, and in fact, Leah Garchik thinks it's time to give 2017 a kick in the butt and say goodbye.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, wonders if a fidget spinner would work as well as a dreidel this Hanukkah. And the answer is no.
No? Okay. Only for a traditionalist like you. And we'll begin with Cameron Shaw.
Okay. In honor of the most recent Star Wars movie coming out and the fact that it's almost Christmas, the Star Wars Holiday Special was universally panned as the worst Star Wars spinoff of all time, but also served as the introduction of what pivotal Star Wars character? It was from 1978, and it was the first time he was seen. Franchise.
I've only seen little clips of that on YouTube.
It's delightfully awful. You should really seek it out.
I know Harrison Ford's in it.
He is. So is B. Arthur and the Jefferson Airplane.
And Chewbacca?
Nope, not Chewbacca.
All right. I am no expert on Star Wars.
That's okay.
All right. Leah?
I have never seen one Star Wars movie.
I saw one.
Which one?
The first one.
Okay.
Yes. The Castor Theater. I remember that very
nice.
Well.
Right.
And repeat the question, if you will.
Okay. The Star Wars Holiday Special was universally panned as the worst Star Wars spinoff of all time, but also served as the introduction of what pivotal Star Wars character? And it's from 1978.
And Leah, why don't you go ahead?
From there to this, what World War II hardship led to what shoe design?
My goodness.
What World War II hardship led to what shoe design?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a shoe design that's just as well known today?
Mm-hmm.
By hardship, do you mean rationing, that kind of thing?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay. Was it rationing?
Well,
how about,
not really.
Anything to do with sneakers where they give up leather for canvas?
No.
Or rubber?
Rubber soles.
Rubber for tires?
No.
So, okay.
But it's in the look of the shoe itself. You know, you can see it.
Development, yeah.
Right. Okay. All right, once more, if you would.
What World War II hardship, that's fun to say, led to the invention of what shoe design.
All right. And just to remind you, we have two numbers you can call with a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. We have a couple of lines open right now. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
How are you?
Hi.
Yeah, so my first thing is to wish everybody Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
And I have a question about that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll start with a question for your audience, which you don't answer to even if you know. There is only two planets in our solar system that have no moons. And one planet that have two moons. Leave it to the audience. It'll be fun for them. So two planets have no moons at all, and one have two moons. This is the only cases. There's two, no moons, and one that have two moons.
All right.
Okay, my question to you about Hanukkah. All right, it's a great story, very good story, miracle of Hanukkah. So, you know, for a lot of people who don't know about it, it's good to educate them. So, who are the Maccabees?
Who are the Maccabees?
Right.
Aren't they one of the tribes?
Yeah,
it's not one of the tribes of...
Of Israel.
Of Israel.
More specific than that. More specific. Yeah, the, you know, the group of people were for the...
Weren't they warriors?
The mercenaries. They were warriors, yeah. But who... I want to name the main man.
Judah Maccabee.
His five sons. Yeah, there's one, actually one single man. He was a Kohen or a priest.
So, but you... What you're looking for is a name?
Names, yes.
Okay.
They were led by one man and his five sons. Yeah, it's a great story. Took them 3 years to fight the Syrian mercenaries, and eventually they managed to go to the Temple Mount and light a candle with a tiny bit of oil. But the oil lasted for 8 days, which was a big miracle. That is the story of Hanukkah. Sure. Most people, even Jewish people, don't know that. But there's just...
It's actually, according to the new history... of the Jews, it's totally made up.
Well. No, maybe not. Okay, you know, no, there is, you know, this thing, we hear it back home as part of our heritage, part of our history. So it really is more than just made up stories. It, you know, it's true. I mean, look, all of the conflict about the Temple Mount. But so there's one man who was a Kohen or Kohen or priest.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Kohen or Kohen is a word for priest in both Hebrew and Arabic. And people that have the same last name. But his name was different. I will give you his last name or his name, and then I will leave it to you and the audience to name his five sons.
All right.
His name is kind of difficult to pronounce, but it spells M-A-T-T-A-T-H-I-A-S. So
Mattathias.
Mattathias. Yes, that's him. So I want you and the audience to call his five sons, and also to just explain more about the great story of Hanukkah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Again. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let me give you a couple questions here. Thousand Island Dressing was named after what geographical location?
Upper New York State.
Yeah, the Thousand Islands
in New York State.
I don't remember the river, though.
When you say Upper New York State, what do you mean by that?
It's in the area between... Canada and the United States.
Right, yeah, okay, that's fine. The St. Lawrence River.
There we go.
Okay, good. Oops, I didn't bring out the bell. All right, I'll give you a bell. And, all right, next question. Chia Pet has had 10 real people as sold as part of the Chia Pet retail empire. So who are the 10 real people that have been... portrayed as Chia Pets?
Wow, what a great, weird question.
Again, who are the 10? There's a new one this year, by the way. Who are the 10 real people who have been portrayed as Chia Pets?
Are they people who have hair that is in that shape?
honestly say no. Okay. I some of them yes, some of them no.
Okay. Is Donald Trump one of them? No.
But, no, I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Was Donald Trump one of them?
Donald Trump was one
of
them.
Was he the new one?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Thank you. Donald Trump is number 9.
How many guesses do we get?
Well, that'll do for now.
Okay.
So again, the Chia Pet has had 10 real people portrayed as Chia Pets. Leah, do you want to guess any of those?
Nope.
All right. And Donald Trump is number 9. All right. All right, since you answered my first question, I'll give you one more. And I may have asked this before, but bear with me. What are the two types of nuts? No editorial comments here. What are the two types of nuts mentioned in the Bible?
Oh, I think we have almonds.
That is one. Very good. What is the other?
Hazelnuts.
No.
Shot in the dark.
Nope.
Okay.
What are the two types of nuts mentioned in the Bible? Almonds are one. What is the other? Both in the Old Testament, if I'm not mistaken. All right, think about it.
Yeah.
All right, so once more, what are the two types of nuts mentioned in the Bible? Actually, only one left. Almonds was gotten by Leah. And who are the 10 real people portrayed as Chia Pets? So far, we just have Donald Trump. Who are the others? And the numbers to join us, area code 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is Dave in San Francisco.
Hi.
I have a guess about Leah's question about the wartime shortage.
Yes.
Is it a shortage of leather that ended up with open-toed shoes?
No.
Oh, that's
nope.
A good guess.
That is a good guess.
Okay, thanks.
Nope. Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, is this me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Ray calling from El Cerrito.
Hi, Ray.
I'd like to answer Leah's question about the shoe, the World War.
Yeah.
Would that be an austerity brogue?
No, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know that there was a problem like with machinery or something like that, so they used to have the fancy wing tips, but then they got away from it. You would just see the wing and not the perforation. So that might be it.
This was in Italy. I'll give you a further clue.
Oh.
And it was before the United States entered into the war.
Okay. All right.
So,
thanks.
Thank you. And Cameron, it's your turn.
Okay. On the subject of Christmas specials. The Christmas special, A Muppet Family Christmas, was first broadcast 30 years ago and features characters from what four Jim Henson TV shows? They all come together and celebrate Christmas.
Well, Sesame Street must be one.
Sesame Street is one, yes.
And isn't The Muppet Show one?
And The Muppet Show, yes. There are two more.
What year was this?
1987.
So it's not Saturday Night Live, because he was on. He did Saturday Night Live the first year.
No, not Saturday Night Live.
Okay. So, all right. Well, I think I guess I have
you
the
got
easiest
two, bells.
Two.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's characters from what shows? Is it Lucy and Linus and stuff like
no,
that?
No, it's four Jim Henson TV shows. So we got The Muppets and Sesame Street, and there are two more. One is very similar to one of the guesses.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hey, Peter.
I'm going to take a wild stab at the Chia Pets.
Okay.
How about Albert Einstein?
No, and that's a fantastic guess, and I don't know why it hasn't happened, but for some reason it hasn't.
I have to sell them the idea.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, in New York Center, City, at the corner of 10th Avenue and West 22nd Street, there is a city park where a special Christmas event happens every year. Why does it happen there, and what's it all about?
10th Avenue and West 22nd Street? Is that what you said? So, I'm trying to think where that is.
Yeah.
It's in Chelsea.
Chelsea?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's connected with Chelsea.
Hmm. How far back does this go?
Well, you could say it goes back to 1750, but... Uh-huh. Probably closer to the 1820s.
And it's something that's wrapped up in an incident that happened in New York?
I wouldn't classify it as an incident, but something that happened in New York, yeah.
Is it the having to do with the publication of the poem A Visit from St. Nicholas?
The Night Before Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So so is that reenacted?
It's read every year in Clement Clark Moore Park.
Wow. Cool.
Which is where his estate, Chelsea, was. His grandfather was a retired British officer who built an estate in north of New York City in the 1750s and named his house Chelsea after the military hospital in London. And that's why that whole part of New York is now called Chelsea.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is interesting.
The poem is called A Visit from St. Nicholas, isn't it?
I believe
yeah.
so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks to all.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And Leah, it is your turn.
Okay. I can't remember if I asked this, so tell me if I did. It's a rhyming triplet, which means there are three clues, and the answers to them rhyme. Sandwich edition. Does this sound familiar?
Hmm.
Foot pain and shape of POTUS.
Sandwich edition.
Mm-hmm.
Foot pain.
Uh-huh.
And
shape of
POTUS.
And okay. those are clues. The answers are words that will rhyme.
Rhyme. Okay. When you say sandwich edition, what do you mean by that? I mean, like a type of sandwich? Is that sort of what you're looking for here?
It's something you'd put in a sandwich.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay.
Addition.
Sandwich edition, foot pain, and shape of POTUS.
Okay. Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah. This is David Noakland.
Hi, David.
Hi. Regarding the first question about the Star Wars Christmas special, was
yes.
Yoda first yep. introduced in that?
It was not Yoda. Good guess.
It was not Yoda.
Nope.
Okay. And then about the shoes during World War II, was that like maybe straw or wicker, like wicker sandals being developed?
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. The Chia Pets, I think I remember two of them, actually.
All right.
Was Bill Cosby one of them?
No.
He was not. Okay, what about Harpo Marx?
No.
Neither one?
No. Nope.
Okay, that's okay. False memory. Well, I struck out there, but I have a couple of questions for you, if you
okay.
have
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, you know Robert Evans, the producer and studio executive?
Right.
Yes.
So, he's 87 years old now.
Ooh.
And he's been married a total of 7 times.
Wow.
So, how long has he been married for?
Total? In total?
Yeah, in total.
He's married 7 times. There must be a surprising answer to this, or you wouldn't be asking.
It must be less. Yeah. Is it less than a year?
It's no, it's not less than a year.
I'll say 5 years.
Slightly more.
Slightly more, okay.
He's been married 12
years.
12 years. Including 12? 2 of them that didn't last a year.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long was he married to Ally McGraw? Wasn't he married
to him? I think that was the one that lasted the longest. I think it was about 3.5 years.
Okay.
She said she couldn't take it anymore.
Wow. So the other 6 really got packed into the very short period of time.
Exactly. They all wised up faster
okay.
than Ally.
All right.
Yeah. And one more question if you have the time.
Yeah, go ahead.
I might want to recuse you, Dana, because I think you might get this immediately. But anyway. So what do the following 5 people have in common? Marian Anderson. George Balanchine, Richard Rodgers, Fred Astaire, and Arthur Rubinstein.
None of them have their real names?
No.
Go over
are you familiar with the group, or you're not?
I mean, I'm familiar with all the people.
All the people
I'm just trying
yeah.
to figure
right.
out what
okay,
they have
okay, so you're not familiar. Okay, so it's Marian Anderson.
Right.
Fred Astaire.
Right.
George Balanchine.
Right.
Richard Rodgers. And Arthur Rubinstein.
Do they all win a similar award, or?
Yes.
Yes, do they all win Tony Awards?
Did
no?
Were they all the... you don't want me to guess.
Go ahead.
Did anything to do with the first Kennedy Center honors?
They are the first five people who won the Kennedy
Center. All right. Exactly. Okay.
Right. All right. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Right.
And let's see. You just did a question, right, Leah?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The Business Insider did a poll of in the United States that asked people what were the 10 most overpriced items in their daily lives. What did they feel? So, what did they feel were the 10 most overpriced items in their daily life? And so, I'll give you each a couple guesses.
Coffee.
Coffee is just out of the top 10,
okay.
Actually.
Hmm.
And this covers people of all ages, basically.
And it's all products. It's not services.
No, they're all products.
So would gasoline be one of them?
That is not one.
No. Okay.
And it could be entertainment related as well. So it's not just necessarily like the price of salt or something.
Movie popcorn.
Exactly.
How about movie tickets?
That's actually number one.
Okay.
Movie popcorn is number one. And that is a 1,275% markup from the from what is actually cost the theater.
Wow.
So again, the Business Insider.
Oh, you know what I think? This isn't going to be on your list, but I think it's incredible. Cases for smartphones. Do you think they cost 50 cents to make this thing? And they...
Well, smartphones actually are just off the top 10 list, too. The price of the phone itself.
But the cases.
Yeah, well, they have pretty cheap cases, too, though. It's not like it's they're that expensive. So, again, Business Insider did a poll of the 10, what they asked people, what did they feel were the 10 most overpriced items in sort of their life day-to-day? And so far we just have movie popcorn.
Is movie tickets one of them?
Movie tickets is not one of
them.
All right. One of them I would argue is not really part of your day-to-day life, but it's something that a lot of people have.
Are there pharmaceuticals like an EpiPen?
You know, I'm going to take that because it's prescription drugs is number two.
Okay.
So, and that is between a 200 and a 3,000% markup from what they are manufactured for.
How about airline tickets?
No.
Okay.
Not airline tickets. Not in the top 10 anyway. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, great. Hey, I have a couple guesses. One about the nuts in the Bible.
Yes.
How about pine nuts?
Not pine nuts. Mm-mm.
Okay, and for chia pets, how about Clinton and Obama?
Both of those are correct.
Nice.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah. Hi, this is John in Bernal Heights.
Hi, John.
And I have a guess on the biblical nuts.
Right.
Have you said almond?
Leah got almonds, yes.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking pistachio.
That is correct. Pistachios is the other one.
All right. Now, I have an answer for Ed's question.
All right.
And this is not from memory, but I did know where to go and look in my Bible for the answer.
That counts.
And Mattathias had five sons.
Mm-hmm.
John, surnamed Gaddi, Simon, called Fossey, and here's the famous one now, Judas, called Maccabeus, Eleazar, called Avron, and Jonathan, called Apphis. Now, this is my question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Where in my Bible did I find this?
Well, it's Old Testament, right?
No.
Oh, it's not the Old Testament. Oh. Well, that's interesting.
Not as Jews understand it. Let's put it that way.
Huh.
Who is it?
Or most Protestants, for that matter.
Huh. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, this Bible questions are lost.
All right. The first book of the Maccabees.
And that is
That is found in the books called the Apocrypha.
Oh, okay.
And they are accepted as scripture by Roman Catholics and Eastern Orthodox.
All right.
But not by by Jews or by Protestants.
Huh. Interesting.
Now, the next question I have is, what language was this book originally written in?
Aramaic?
No.
So, if this is Eastern, you said this was Eastern Orthodox, correct?
It's one of the, but I mean, the book predates Christianity. The book predates Christianity, but what language was it written in?
Coptic.
So, Mike?
No.
What, ancient Greek?
Greek, yes.
Yes.
It was written in Greek, and Ede will like this, and he may call back, possibly. In Alexandria.
Ah, all right.
It was written in Egypt, and what happened in a certain point in Alexandria, the Pharaoh, who was Greek-speaking at that point, these are the ancestors of the famous Cleopatra, mm-hmm. wanted to know what was in the Jewish scriptures. And so he had them translated into Greek, and eventually other religious writings sort of glommed on, among them the four books of the Maccabees, which tell the, you know, the whole history of the war and so on, you know, for Hanukkah.
Right.
But there's no mention of Hanukkah in what, you know, Christians would call the Old Testament, Jews would call the Bible.
Very good.
Hanukkah to all. We lit our menorah in my interfaith home this evening, and I'll be attending midnight mass on Christmas Eve. Happy holidays, everyone. Goodbye. Bye.
I was just reading this History of the Jews by Simon Schama, and he said that the story was totally made up.
Oh.
It's not anywhere in the Bible.
Okay. Interesting. All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, teacher and cinematographer Cameron Shaw from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And since we are just about halfway through the show, let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Cameron, what do you have?
Okay, I only have two. The Star Wars Holiday Special was universally panned as the worst Star Wars spinoff of all time. It was in 1978. But it also served as the introduction of what pivotal Star Wars character? And then the Christmas special, A Muppet Family Christmas, was first broadcast in 1987 and features characters from what four Jim Henson TV shows? We've already gotten The Muppet Show and Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
There are two left.
And Leah.
What World War II hardship led to the creation of what shoe design? And a rhyming triplet, three words of that rhyme. One is a sandwich addition, one is foot pain, and the other is the shape of POTUS.
All right. And let's see. I have... the Chia Pet, there have been 10 real people who have been portrayed as Chia Pets. So far we have Obama and Clinton and Donald Trump. So who are the other seven real people who have been portrayed as Chia Pets? And according to a Business Insider poll done in the United States, what did people feel were the 10 most overpriced items in their basic daily life? There's one here that I wouldn't necessarily say is part of a basic life, or your daily life, but it's overpriced nevertheless. So according to Business Insider poll, what are the 10 most overpriced items in their lives? And yeah, that's about it. Okay, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, this is JP in the Richmond.
Hi, JP.
Hi, we had a number of guesses. The Chia Pets?
Yes.
Are Abraham Lincoln or George Washington?
Both of them. Very good.
Oh, lots of presidents.
Great. And the Star Wars Christmas special, did that introduce Boba Fett?
It sure did.
Oh.
Good job.
All right.
Okay. And then the Jim Henson, another Jim Henson show, was it Fraggle Rock?
Fraggle Rock, yes, indeed.
Excellent.
And then we have a few overpriced items. How about printer ink?
No.
Okay. Razor blades?
No.
Bottled water?
Yes, bottled water. That is to a 2,000% markup.
And then just because of popcorn, we thought movie soda maybe too.
Not specifically, no.
Okay, that's all we got.
Thank you.
Good.
Great, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And let's see. It is your turn, Cameron, I believe.
Okay, do this now while we have time. Okay, I have a list of children's book authors, and I'd like you to name the series for which they're most famous. So, I have Anne M. Martin, Gertrude Chandler Warner, Madeline Lingle, Philip Pullman, L. Frank Baum, and Brian Jacques.
There's only one that's really obvious to me there.
Okay, which is that?
Go ahead, Leah.
Madeline Engel is... is it Heloise?
No.
Heloise is that other woman.
That's Kay Thompson.
Yeah.
But
Madeline...
Didn't she write A Wrinkle in Time?
A Wrinkle in Time, yes.
But that's not a series.
It is. It's a series of books. There's A Wind in the Door and...
Oh, I didn't see. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, there are three or four of them, I think.
Oh, okay, so that's the series you were looking for?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know if there's a name of the series.
I stumbled
into that.
But
the first one is The Wrinkle in Time.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, L. Frank Baum is The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz books, yes.
Right. And so what are the other ones?
The ones remaining are Anne M. Martin, Gertrude Chandler Warner, Philip Pullman, and Brian Jacques.
Oh, Philip Pullman, that's the... That's that science fiction thing. The
science fiction fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dark.
You got it.
Dark materials.
His dark materials. Yes. Good.
Not that I've read any of them, but anyway, at least I knew that part. Only because they made it into a movie.
Yes.
So. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh. Great. This is Jack in San Mateo.
Hi, Jack.
And I'd like to kind of round out that list on the Chia Pets.
Okay.
Has anybody mentioned Bernie Sanders?
Yes. Well, nobody's mentioned it, but you're correct on that. Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
Is one.
How about the two dudes on those Duck Dynasty guys?
Not that I read.
Oh. Okay. Would another one be that guy, the painting? Bob Ross?
That's the new one this year. And
That's great.
It's such a weird... they're advertising that, and I think, how many people are going to buy a Chia Pet because Bob Ross is...
Yeah. Well, that's doubtful.
Yeah.
And I guess Obama was already mentioned, President Obama.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln was mentioned.
And, of course, Bernie and Washington, was he mentioned?
He was.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it. Merry Christmas to you all.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And Leah, it is your turn.
Okay. I'm going to now word questions. What do these words have in common, and what are they all called? There's a word that describes them. Actually, honestly, basically.
What are they called? I mean, as the type of word.
Okay.
Actually, honestly, basically.
Are they modifiers?
Mm-mm.
No. Huh. Is there... Oh, according to Wikipedia, there was not. Okay, my apologies. There is a Chia Duck Dynasty. So, anyway, thank you for that. All right. And, I'm sorry, if you wouldn't mind repeating that once more, Leah.
What do these words have in common, and what are they all called? Actually, honestly, basically.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you'd like to join us, we have a couple of lines open right now. That's area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255.
Aren't they adverbs?
No, it's not part of speech
not a part
that
of
I'm
speech.
Referring
okay,
to.
Got it.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have the rhyming triplet.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Gout, stout, kraut.
Oh, close.
It would work, wouldn't it?
Kraut, you mean, well...
You have kraut on your hot dog.
Oh.
Gout in your foot and POTUS-shaped stout.
Let's give that to you, because what I was thinking is sprout, gout, stout.
Oh, yeah, same. Yeah, I'd put that on my sandwich, too.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If all those other presidents were chia pets, what about George W. Bush? Right in the line there.
No, not that I saw.
Overlooked. Okay, thank you, that's it.
Thank you.
I was going for tomato and potato, and I couldn't figure out a foot pain.
Let's see. Okay. Let me give you a question here. So what I'd like is for you to put these words in historical order from oldest to newest. All right? So these are five words, and I'd like you to put them in historical order from oldest to newest. But just give me them as a group of five, please. Number one is ageism. Number two is palimony. Number three is tanning booth. Number four is workstation. And number five is tokenism. So again, please put these words in order from oldest to newest as a group of five. Number one, ageism. Number two, palimony. Number three, tanning booth. Number four, workstation. Number five, tokenism. Okay. We're going to work on that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, is this Dan? Is this me?
It is you, yes.
Okay, this is Dan and Jerry down in Mesquite, Nevada.
Ah, hi, Dan. Hi, Jerry.
Yeah. Let's see here. I seem to remember seeing a chia pet for Jerry Garcia.
You know, Debbie, our board ops, is shaking her head yes, although I didn't have it on the list, but of course I'll give you credit for that.
How about Frank Zappa? Was he one?
No, not that I saw.
No, probably not. Okay, gasoline, is it overpriced, or is that a silly question?
It's not a silly question. It's overpriced to just about everybody, I think. But no, it's not in the top 10 anyway.
Okay, then the shoe thing in World War II, my wife says patent leather came out of that.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's not the answer I had, but that's an interesting... what's the logic of that?
I don't know, because I don't even know what patent leather is. I guess it's a plastic or something.
No. The real patent leather is just the process of tanning the leather, so it's shiny.
Well, I thought your question might have something to do with trench rot.
No, it doesn't.
No. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We got one bell anyway.
You did.
Can I guess on the shoe invention?
Yeah.
So it has something to do with no buckles, and so Velcro came out of it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's
not
a good guess.
Not Velcro.
Velcro came out of the space program, didn't it?
I think so.
All right. Yeah.
Following up on Cameron's idea, does it have anything to do with fastening on the shoe?
No.
Okay. All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, it's Tom and Mike and Marcia.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Mike. Hi, Marcia.
Hi.
Hey. For the shoe design, how about crepe soles?
Oh.
No, but you're getting warmer.
Ah.
How's that for a clue?
Soles, like espadrilles.
No.
No? Colder? All right. Chia pet. How about Beethoven for the chia pet?
No, of course, that's quite logical, but no.
No. How about Questlove?
Again, quite logical, but no.
No. All right. Let's see. Muppet Family Christmas. You're still looking for one show for that?
I am.
They were all TV shows?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So not The Dark Crystal.
No, not that would have been lovely, but no.
Shoot. Okay. Most overpriced items. How about bread?
No.
No?
Oh.
striking out. Boy. Okay, historical order, I'll take a shot at that.
All right.
How about for the furthest back first, would be tokenism, workstation, palimony, tanning booth, and ageism?
No.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Tim.
I have one question. I saw that the Razzie Awards for the worst movie of the year started in 1981. What movie won that award?
God, there were so many bad movies around that
time. Yeah, and it's a movie with a female director, and it was kind of a pseudo-history of a musical group.
Could you say it again? The question? Sorry.
Oh, what movie won the inaugural Razzie movie, The Golden Raspberry, in 1981?
Is it Can't Stop the Music?
There you go. I think
it is. Very good.
Oh.
Directed
Nancy Walker.
Nancy Walker.
Yeah. Good job.
Again, a delightful, horrible movie.
Yeah.
The Village People.
Yes, about go. The Village People.
Right.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And Cameron, I believe it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. The following... I'm just going to use up all my Christmas questions. The following are the names of villains in three different Christmas movies. Please name the movies. The Wet Bandits, Hans Gruber, and Oogie Boogie are the three. And the Wet Bandits are two different people.
Hans Gruber. That's the one that sounds familiar. How old are these films?
They are all from the 80s and 90s.
Hans Gruber. It's not Home Alone.
No, one of them is Home Alone.
Could you go over the list once more?
The Wet Bandits, Hans Gruber, and Oogie Boogie.
That's right. The Wet Bandits are Home Alone.
The Wet Bandits are the guys breaking into the house in Home Alone.
Right. And Daniel Stern's always saying, you know, we need a name.
Yes.
We'll be the Wet Bandits.
Yeah. Yes. So the ones that are out are Hans Gruber and Oogie Boogie.
Okay. Hans Gruber. All right.
I never see Christmas movies and sci-fi.
These could both be argued to be in different categories as well as Christmas movies.
Have you seen The Shape of Water yet, Leah?
No. I'm anxious to see it. I hear it's wonderful.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it yet, so I thought I would ask. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Would that be me?
That would be you.
I believe that you had a trio of adverbs.
Yeah, but it's not the part of speech that I'm looking for.
Excuse me?
I'm not looking for the formal name of the part of speech. There's a term that those words, that describes... how those words function. And it's not a formal part of speech. That's what I'm... It's not a formal term of speech that we learn in grammar class.
Well, fair enough. Beyond my ken. And it's Electric Company, I believe, for the fourth Muppet show.
Oh, no, it's not, but that's a good guess. No, it's not.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And let's see. Leah, I think it's your turn.
Okay, what's the shortest sentence in the English language?
I?
Yes.
No.
What kind of sentence is that?
Goodness.
Could a exclamation point or a question mark qualify as a sentence?
No.
I did or he did something. Yeah. Two parts, a subject and a verb.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Ask it once more if you want.
What's the shortest sentence in the English language?
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Then dial your operator.
Oops. Sorry. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Hey, Greg.
So, actually and basically and... what was the other word?
Honestly.
honestly, okay, other than being annoying, those are crutch words.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was looking for. Because they...
And I think literally is one as well.
Yeah. Literally is a little different. Because the thing is, I mean, you've got it, but literally actually can say something. It can mean something, right? If you say, it was literally raining cats and dogs and a dog actually fell on your head, then that would be a correct use of literally. But those words actually, honestly, and basically have no meaning at all.
You don't think honestly does? If you he testified honestly to his whereabouts the night of the murder?
Kind of. If he testified...
Yeah, that's okay. Sure.
So they're called crutch words. And I hope that caller who sounded mighty annoyed when I didn't accept his part of speech is listening. So you see what I was driving at was not the part of speech, but the use of it in the language. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Greg. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Would that be me?
It would be you.
Okay, this is Laura in the Inner Richmond again. I had a couple of guesses in the questions. Those terms that you listed, palimony, workspace, ageism, and so forth.
Right.
I'm guessing ageism would be the newest.
No.
And palimony would be the oldest.
No, sorry.
Okay. Well, second guess, fourth set of guests for the Christmas special.
Yes.
Would those be the Muppets from Labyrinth?
No, they're all TV shows.
I see.
Yeah, and the last one is a little different. It doesn't actually have puppets, but it is a Jim Henson production. So
I see.
Bit of a hint.
Okay. And as for the shortest sentence, I do recall hearing about Victor Hugo sending a telegram to his publisher or his agent, perhaps, and it consisted of a question mark and nothing else. And it meant to ask, how is my new novel, Les Mis, selling?
Mm-hmm.
Les Miserables.
I asked that,
and
but she said no.
The publisher agent responded merely with an exclamation point in his telegram that he replied with.
Yeah, but this is actually words.
Attention. Okay.
Words.
All right. Well, I'm batting zero tonight, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. You guys will probably get this quickly. What are the three state names? You can argue with the last one, but it's possible. The three state names that begin with double consonants. Three state names that begin with double consonants.
Oh, not the same consonant.
No. But just two consonants. That's all.
Okay.
Okay.
Florida.
Florida's one. Okay, good.
And...
So again, what are the three state names that begin
Rhode
with...
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island's one.
Okay.
And then the arguable one, there's one more that's arguable, but it could be... It's possible. So think that over. And... Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Wyoming.
You got it. There you go. Good job. Hi. Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. This is Sarah in Fairfax, and I'm calling about the 10 most
pricey things in our lives.
Right, the 10 most overpriced items. Right.
Dental work?
no, these are... I mean, that's... perfectly legit, but these are single items for the most part.
Okay. Eyeglasses?
Yes, eyeglasses. Oh. Eyeglass frames, basically, yeah.
Yeah, the frames. Yeah.
Very good.
Hearing aids?
Not hearing aids.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's it.
All right. Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is Mel and Deborah in Oakland.
Hi.
We have several answers. The shortest sentence is, help!
No, shorter than yes. that.
That's a full sentence.
I know.
Shorter than that.
Yeah.
Well, it has to have a verb. To have a full, be a full sentence, it has to have a verb. So I could do a shorter verb. Go.
Yeah, go.
Go.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have a comment about the adverbs of comment, which is how I teach them in my class. I actually do it. I honestly, I basically, I seriously, I certainly. There's a whole bunch of those. Mm-hmm. So you can use these ones you're using, like, as an interjection, but I teach them as adverbs of comment. Anyway, let's see. Ann Martin did the Babysitter's Club.
Yes.
Good.
The planets, Mercury and Venus, have no moons.
Good.
Mars has two, we're guessing, because it gets more as you go out.
Right.
Our guesses for the Chia people are Richard Simmons and Mozart.
Neither one.
Okay. The most overpriced things in our house are cable, internet, and cell phone service.
Right. None of the above.
Okay. My husband had a comment that Victor Hugo's question mark was in French.
There you go.
And I have another wrong answer, which is kraut, gout, and lout for our current POTUS.
Oh, but it was the shape of POTUS, not
I know,
the,
we couldn't think
not
of
the character of POTUS.
That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi. This is Finn O'Sullivan and Ken O'Sullivan.
Hi.
I have your answer for the three villains. Oogie Boogie is from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Excellent.
Good.
The Wet Bandits are from Home Alone.
Yep.
Hans Gruber is from Die Hard.
Yes,
he
is.
Oh, okay.
Excellent job.
And I have a question.
Yes.
What was the first technical Christmas movie ever made?
The first technical...
Like, it was classified as a Christmas movie. What was the first movie classified as a Christmas movie?
Okay.
Miracle on 34th
that's
Street?
That's what I was going to say.
That's a good guess. Can you give us a time frame on it?
1930s, I think.
Well, okay. It didn't have Christmas in the title, though, did it?
No.
Wait,
did you say Miracle on 34th Street?
Yes.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, that's 1940s, so.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, good job.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Yes, hi, this is Casper in San Rafael.
Hi.
I have three answers for the overpriced items that really annoy me. Dry breakfast cereal.
Yeah.
Not in the top 10 anyway.
Razor blades.
Not in the top 10.
Okay. Batteries.
No.
Okay, I'm striking out here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is Tim in Berkeley.
Hi, Tim.
So I've got a couple answers. For the PC series, L. Frank Baum or Bam was the Wizard of Oz book, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Correct.
All right. And then for the states that begin with two consonants, I think the last one was Florida.
Right. So the all three were gotten, but they were Florida, Rhode Island, and Wyoming.
Okay. And then I got the guess about Chia Pets. Is one of them Albert Einstein?
Yeah, it seems perfectly logical, but it's not.
All right. Okay, that's all I got.
Thank you. And, okay, time to clean up here. So, what do we have? Cameron?
Can I guess on the shoe thing one more time?
Yeah.
does it have something to do with, like, the Battle of the Bulge leading to cleats?
No.
Okay.
No.
Everything's frozen? Okay. Never mind. Okay. So my list of children's book authors with the series they're attached to, the ones remaining are Gertrude Chandler Warner wrote The Boxcar Children, and Brian Jacques wrote the Redwall series. Then the Christmas special, Muppet Family Christmas, had The Muppets, Sesame Street, Fraggle Rock, and The Muppet Babies, which is slightly different. And is that all I had out? I believe that's it.
And Leah.
Okay, only one question left. In World War II, actually in the late 30s, in Italy, there was no longer steel available, so they couldn't make high heels. And that's when the wedge shoe was invented by Ferragamo.
Interesting.
Is that it for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Chia Pets, nobody got. Mr. T, Mitt Romney, and Newt Gingrich. Don't ask me why Newt Gingrich is on that list, but he was.
Mitt Romney.
Nobody wanted to put the words in order, so I will give those to you. Workstation, 1950. Tokenism. And that's 1962. Ageism, that is 1969. Palimony, that's 1977. And Tanning Booth, 1983. The Business Insider poll about the most overpriced items, the one that nobody got, soft drinks, I hope nobody mentioned that, soft drinks, hotel mini bars, college textbooks, and greeting cards. So, let's see, and I think that is it. So, if we did not get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. I should tell you for the next 2 weeks, because Minds Over Matter, the Sunday night that we're on, will fall on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. I have pre-taped two music shows for those dates. I hope you enjoy them. I hope you will listen to them. And if you enjoy them, please send me a comment at mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So we will be back in person in January. My thanks, of course, to Cameron Shaw tonight and, of course, Leah Garchik from the San Francisco Chronicle. And, of course, my great Christmas wishes and holiday wishes to all of you out there. And to quote Rousseau a little bit, just remember that there is no wisdom greater than kindness. So thank you very much, everybody, and have a wonderful holiday season. And please join us again in January.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, golden days of yore, faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together. If the fates are